So I've been going to this one for a number of years, probably 10 years, I'm thinking. It's been a while, or close to it, if not. And in years past, they decided to combine it with AUXCOM. So you have, it was a public safety, interoperability conference, and then they saw there was quite a bit of crossover, in some cases. So they decided to combine AUXCOM's conference, and for a couple of years, some of the first responders were complaining that it was getting a little too hammy, right? And so they were kind of like, "Yeah, I'm not going to go because it was turning into a ham fest or some ham convention." But what they did in recent years is they partitioned it off. So they'll have, like, at, the 9 o'clock session over in the main conference room, we'll have, Verizon will be talking about their emergency operations center, what they can bring to your emergency, and the resources that they have, contacts, things like that. And the first responders are all interested in doing that, or they'll have, Milwaukee talking about how they handle the RNC, or just any number of things, that get discussed over there. And then they'll have a breakout session in another conference room where it'll be, AUXCOM, talking about, whatever their topic is, and I go down the list and I look, and I actually broke away for, a few of the AUXCOM related ones. And, because when I looked over at the one on the public safety side, I said, there's nothing I'm going to get out of this one. And, it's not my specialty because, they do, some of the things are more, I had a couple of my dispatchers with me, and, there were things that they were more interested in than I. So, it worked out real good. And it's nice to be able to pick like that. I noticed a lot of people kind of, either wear both hats or they're just curious to look in on and see, what can we get from them. So I think it's a good avenue for that too, to, set up some rapport and some relationships, and, maybe some of these first responders, because they're mostly, they're mostly administrative type people. I wouldn't say that. It's a good mix, but, maybe somebody will see something and say, I never knew that they could offer that. Maybe I'll look into that, see if I can get a rapport with my local, amateur group to provide me that service. You never know.